Sammy Edmonds wandered in, and he's got some news for McCafe, McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. McCafe is available to you. The drive-through's there if you want to get a coffee on the way through, like I did today on the way through to seeing the beautiful smiling face of Sammy Edmonds. My Macca's Rewards has arrived, by the way, ordered via the My Macca's app. Welcome to you, Sammy.
As I live and breathe, I tell you what, my absence makes the heart grow fonder. So good to have you here, Dwayne. It's so good to have you in here. I cannot stay it more often, and I guess it's too cold for the pool. I mean,
no, I was in the pool this morning. I'm normally
what
pool every morning? Is that me? Can't be that's how I wake up.
You got heating on that thing?
No, I'm only ever in there for 15 seconds, but that's my normal wake up routine.
Iceburger.
Yeah, it's getting cold, but it's a refreshing way to start your day.
No, hey, time for milk. Awake. No, time for milk.
Come
in 15
down. We'll
seconds.
Iceberg together one
yeah.
day.
I look forward to that.
Hey, your only iceberg is lettuce, isn't it?
That's right. If that. Hey, speaking of doing things together, the AFL Commission are doing things together today, Dwayne. Their meeting is on today. I'll tell you what, there is a stack for them to get through. Grand final start time, we know all that. The one thing I wanted to just spend a little bit of time on is the AFLW CBA that has caused so much angst, hasn't it, among our female players, given it hasn't been locked in. There's uncertainty ahead of an August start date. Length of the season among the chief sticking points to this, and not just length of the season, but length of the deal. Now, I've been told that it's now looking increasingly likely, not a certainty, but likely, that it'll be a one-year deal for the CBA. A one-year right. deal. Not a three-year deal, but a one-year deal. So the players were briefed last night. They're all united. The entire competition is united on this. They're under the one umbrella. They're all pushing for the same thing. And it's sounding, though, that it might be a one-year deal for the CBA.
Is that because we don't have a new football rights broadcast deal signed up? So until we actually get the new deal, we can't actually tell the AFLW players, here's what you're going to earn?
I'd think so, but that is purely speculation on my behalf. Yeah, I don't know the why. I only know the what at this stage. So that would be interesting and certainly unique. But regardless, the women would just love to have something in place for a big season for them. You know, 18 teams coming in. They want to go from 10 games to 12 and move up and up. Whether they get that or not remains to be seen. They want more hours as well. They were allocated a set amount of hours, capped, if you like, in the last CBA. But to give them time for part-time jobs and study, but obviously, as is the case in any job, Dwayne, they go far and above the hours that they're quoted to do. So there's a few things to work out there, but it might just be a one-year extension on it.
Will we get a decision today, do you think, on whether we get a twilight or a day grand final?
I'm not sure. I thought that, and everyone you speak to around the place says yes and that it'll be twilight, but then making a few more calls today, I was cooled on that front. So we might not get it all laid out in front of us, unfortunately, but I know there's a real appetite to find out the answer on that.
We all love John Longmire, and he supported his man today, I understand.
He did, and he was always going to. That man being Luke Parker over, of course, his taunting of Essendon's Dylan Shiel. He had his complete support, he said, for the Swans co-captain, who he did go on to say, Dwayne, just plays the game the right way. So we know Luke Parker's been thrust in the spotlight ever since Saturday night. Longmire said, though, he had touched on the incident, but only briefly in Parker's game review. He said the midfielder's on-field record also spoke for itself. Let's have a listen to John Longmire speaking about Luke Parker earlier today.
We're still talking about it 4 days later, which I'm not sure it deserved that. What I have is absolute support for Luke Parker, and I think Luke Parker's history suggests he plays the game in the right way. So I don't think this is a behaviour that's been repeated too often, and I absolutely support Luke in the way he goes about his footy. It's not something that's, from our perspective, really warrants the airplay. 4 days later, we're into Carlton. We touched on it as part of his game review, but that's only part of a general discussion, and we didn't talk about it for too long at all. So, in the end, you know, Luke's record stands for itself. He's a wonderful servant of our footy club and the game. He plays the game in the right way, and that's the way he'll continue to play.
So clearly, we're still talking about 4 days later, Dwayne, as John Longmire would know, because we haven't heard from John Longmire since the game. It's his first time he's come up to speak about it.
And when they touched on it, did they chuckle about it and think, hey, what about the way you go to Essendon?
Well, I don't know. Reading between the lines, I think there might have been a bit of, you know, we love you, we support you, we know you play the game, we know you're a fair player, but this may be something to be aware of and how you come across. Maybe it was as fly-by as that, to be honest.
So don't don't do it too often, Luke.
We'll be aware of it, maybe. We're reading between the lines, aren't we? But clearly not a big issue in the eyes of John Longmire. So, and full support for the player. And we're speaking about it, as I say, because we haven't heard anything from Sydney in the day since. So that's how the media works. Hey, we haven't heard anything on them on Dustin Martin either, and that became an issue yesterday. We spoke about it. Of course, the press conference with Damien Hardwick that did raise so many eyebrows across the competition. We know how much he loves Sydney. So the question was put to John Longmire today about Dustin Martin and the Swans, and this is how the Sydney coach chose to handle it.
I read what Dimmer said. We haven't spoken about him, so I'm not sure where that leaves us, other than the fact that we haven't spoken about it. It's not something that that we've discussed, so I'm not sure where that leaves us. You know, probably if you look at the history of me commenting on players' contracts, I don't comment on players from our club and their contract status. I certainly don't comment on players from other clubs that are contracted. So, and don't read anything into that either. So it's just not something I get involved in, and it's not something that I talk about.
He's consistent in that regard,
even though he talked about it, which was funny.
Well,
he didn't weigh in, but he weighed in by not weighing in.
Well, I suppose so, but no, he's never gone into detail when it comes to player contracts.
They got a spare mil, have they?
A little bit too smart for that one. Well, who's to say it has to be a mil?
What,
why can't you just spread out the contract?
Oh, so they give him, what, an 8-year deal or something?
No, well, he's got two to run. You could give him four.
I suppose Lance has got to retire, so it's just a changeover.
Well, I dare say Lance is going to take a fair haircut if he does renegotiate another deal, isn't he? So that if you look at it like that, the money would be there, notwithstanding the fact they've got that exciting young group of talent coming through, Dwayne, that needs to be re-signed. Hey, speaking of talent, Jack Crisp is certainly that at Collingwood. Not at training today, Dwayne. He's sick. Steel Sidebottom hasn't been at training this week either. He's crook as well. But it's Crisp who's on the 172-game consecutive streak, which is in danger. So he would be in line to join Kevin Bartlett, equal with the Tiger great, inside the top 10 if he plays this week. Now, that game is in Perth. He's got time. It's not until Sunday. And then after that, he joins our very own, SEN's very own, the Volcano, Kane Corns, on 174. So I'm not sure if Kane's had anything to do with this.
Oh, Kane was tougher than the flu. No flu ever brought Kane down, did it?
And then there's Jim Steins, way off in the distance, 244. So they've had a big injury list, but geez, wouldn't you hate for your streak to end? One thing to have a bad injury, but a virus, you'd be filthy.
Bit of news to some other clubs as well before I let you go.
Cats training as well today. Jack Henry unsighted for a long, long time, but he's back up and kicking, running, change of direction not too far away. Of course, he's had that foot issue back in round 5. He was subbed out against Hawthorn, the same foot he had pre-season surgery on, but he's coming good. Still a while away, but no pain. Griffin Logue's put off contract talks at Fremantle until the end of the season. He's an in-demand defender, edging closer, I think it's fair to say, to a move away from the club. So sources at multiple Melbourne-based clubs have said they have been told that Logue has shut down all negotiations at the Dockers until the end of the season. Nick Hynd has re-signed at Essendon, though, Dwayne, until the end of 2024. So they've been busy behind the scenes, the Bombers, haven't they? Hynd's 2-year deal comes a day after that of Archie Perkins, signed for two more yesterday. Cox and Reed still to recommit from that draft. And Hynd, we know his journey joining from the Saints in the 2020 trade period and so influential last year. At North Melbourne, David Noble said he was hopeful Simkin, Cherry and Jason Horne-Francis would be available to face Premier Melbourne on Saturday. Aaron Hall, probably not, and in fact unlikely before the bye with his hamstring. Unsurprisingly, friendless with the bookies here, the Kangaroos, Dwayne. Melbourne $1.01, right, North $21. The line at this stage is 67.5 and drifting. And some significant news at Hawthorn. They've slashed their poker machine ownership with the sale of the Westwaters Hotel and Entertainment Complex in Caroline Springs. So this complex, Dwayne, housed 90 of their 165 poker machines. The Hawks also own the Waverley Vegas at Waverley Gardens venue as well. That's the one with the other 75 poker machines. Now, Jeff Kennett has repeatedly said when flagging this sale that it was not part of a philosophical change on pokies. Far from it, he actually said, but rather a way to assist in the funding of the Kennedy Community Centre in Dingley, of course, their big new high-performance centre there. So Jeff called it a future fund in a letter to members today. Hawks have repeatedly reaped the most of any club from pokies, Dwayne. We need to talk Storm quickly too.
Okay, Craig Bellamy, is he loading up for a long-termer?
No, one more. Oh. Daily Telegraph is reporting just one more that contract extension with the Melbourne Storm, so through to the end of 2023. In the NBA, I know just talked about the playoffs there, but the draft lottery was today, so the Magic have got the first pick in the upcoming NBA draft. That will be Orlando's first number one pick since 2004 when they took Dwight Howard. It's going to be the Thunder at two, then the Rockets, the Kings and the Pistons to round out the top five. And I wanted to leave you with just a quick note from the Giro d'Italia. Great story overnight. The second biggest cycling stage race in the world, the Tour of Italy. Now, we had Biniam Girmay from Eritrea, the first black African to win a stage of a Grand Tour. So an historical night over there. Spectacular finish. But things took a turn for the worse on the podium, unfortunately, Dwayne, when Girmay's big moment and the magnum bottle of champagne comes out. The cork, he had a bit of trouble getting off. And then he's levered it off and it's flung up and struck him square in the eye. He's lost his sight briefly. He's been taken to hospital, later being released and thankfully able to rejoin his team without too much concern. But that was a scary moment at the Giro d'Italia. Talk about chockies to board, lollies.
Yeah, let's hope he's okay. So it was his own cork popping that got him into trouble, not somebody else popping it into his eye. Okay.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, there's a warning for you this Saturday night, Sammy. and the pool is open tomorrow if you want to drop down at 6:30 and jump in.
I'll bring the Magnum.
Good to have you. Sammy Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter for My Macca's Rewards. My Macca's Rewards has arrived. Earned points with every McCafe coffee run to redeem your favourites. Dwayne's World for the Kogan Money Credit Card, packed full of value.